Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Top of the morning to you, Rockaholics. It is a glorious Tuesday.
Okay.
Steve Miggs, there are so many Christmas lights still up in my neighborhood, and I feel like maybe there's some sort of like a last man standing competition going on. I don't know.
That's funny because there's a couple of our neighbors that still have theirs up, and it's the elaborate ones, and I think they're trying to get the most bang for their buck.
I even saw three Christmas trees through the windows today. Like, people are holding on.
Do you have all of your stuff out?
It's done.
Done?
Yeah, we're done. Of course, there's always a few stragglers. You know, you forget something and you find, oh, yeah, we got to go pack that up. So there's a couple decorations sitting on our table that need to be put out in the box.
We finally took ours down during the Seahawks half, during halftime. I was like, I'm going to go outside and take down all of those, the minimal amount of lights. But, dude, one of the things I had the tough talk with Tatum, like, we got to get rid of the Grinch and Max. She's like, why? You know, like, we had the big inflatable ones on our front lawn. And so I was going to put them back in the box and we'll save them for next year. I was like, they got to go. And she's like, why? And I'm like, because I as I picked them up off of the lawn underneath them, it was like a slug infestion.
I love slugs.
Oh, I'll bring you them. They're in my garbage right now.
No, they're not. You put them in the garbage?
The inflatables?
Oh, the slugs.
Well, the slugs are still on it.
Oh, you didn't take them off to put them back in the grass?
Like, there were so many of them, like these little mini ones.
I love them.
They're not like gnomes.
But they're so, I love slugs. They're so cool.
Come over and take them.
I will.
They're available.
Oh, they ruin the garden, Sarah. They're not good.
It was the gross. At first, I thought it was just like little clumps of dirt. And so I try to like flick it off to clean it. I'm like, that's not dirt. That's a slug.
So then next year you just have to reinvest in your
inflatables? No. I'm willing to throw money away when it comes to... I mean, dude, it wasn't even like a couple. It was like, I would say close to like 50 on each of them.
Oh, no.
It was insane. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
We're
going
to drive by Steve's house next year and he's just going to have inflatables on his roof.
I already told my wife, the inflatables are going on the porch.
Yes.
They're not going on the grass. Plus, it killed the grass. The grass looks like ass. Like, the whole... I'm anti-inflatables now. I used to be pro-inflatables.
Maybe they should have kept them up all year round. You would have never known the slugs were living under there.
They would just live happily ever after?
Yes.
Oh, it's awful.
Well, a shout out to everyone who's keeping the Christmas spirit alive still. And let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is National Pass Gas Day.
It's like your day.
You know what? No. I've changed. No, I'm not going to do it to you guys.
I thought you were going to stand up and just let one rip.
Rip it out.
The way that you almost stood up, I was like, what's happening?
I discovered something that most people discovered for most of their life.
What?
Probiotics.
Oh, you're taking them now?
It helps.
Really?
I've been farting less. Even my wife noticed it.
I'm so happy for her.
I'm so happy for me, so I don't have to get yelled at every day for just dropping bombs. But you know what? Since today is National Pass Gas Day, I won't do it. But let's go back to like 20 or so years ago to one of the greatest moments on television. I don't know if you remember this. There was a group of ladies doing yoga live on television on some television show. And well, the leader of the yoga troupe, let's just say she stretched a little too hard.
And pull your forehead in. Grab hold to your shins and give yourself a rock up. Okay, let's...
Then she just falls over because she couldn't handle it.
Okay.
And that right there is the reason why my wife never let me go do yoga with her.
No.
I tried. I was like, I'll try it. Sounds like a good idea to get a little bit more limber. And she's just like, no, you can do it on your own, but you are never doing yoga with me. You know, he's not going to be doing yoga with the Seattle Seahawks. It's a terrible transition. But Ryan Grubb has been fired. I don't know if you heard about it, offensive coordinator after one season. Very interesting that after one season, Mike McDonald was just like, look, we have different visions on the team's offense. Makes me wonder, though, did you not know what his vision was before you hired him? Or are you just not happy with how things turned out? Do you think a different offensive coordinator can help with the offensive line? Who knows? But we'll chat with our good friend Mitch Levy today at 7:20. He's feeling better today, so he'll join us to chat about the firing of Ryan Grubb and also what's going to happen with the Seahawks during the offseason. And we'll do that at 7:20. Mitch, of course, has a great podcast, MitchUnfiltered.com.
There is an aggressive owl that has apparently been dive-bombing visitors at McCollum Park in Everett. Snohomish County has even been posting warning signs about this owl. So they say this is not a very common thing. It's very rare for an owl to attack a person, but it happens mostly at night or early in the morning. And if you hear the hoots, that means they could be getting ready to attack.
Oh, if you hear the hoots.
If you hear the hoots.
Actually, we do have audio somebody posted on TikTok of being attacked by an aggressive owl. Do you want to hear it?
Of course. Okay. Let's...
Okay, no, that wasn't it. Sorry, wrong clip. Have you ever been attacked by an owl? I think
no.
If anyone on the show has been attacked by an aggressive owl, it would be you.
Yeah. We see them quite a bit on our property and in our woods, and we hear them a lot. Like, they kind of do, like, a song together. It's so cool. But I've never seen one, like, dive bomb a person.
Never an owl, but I definitely have been attacked by a bird before.
An aggressive bird.
In Dallas, Texas, when I went to go see MXPX. It's the most random story ever. But I was trying to meet MXPX, and they had, like, their tour bus. And they parked underneath, like, a power line. And there was, like, a crow that had a nest that was defending its kids.
Crows don't mess around.
They don't.
It was dive bombing everyone that was standing outside the tour bus because they were too close to the bird. And we were just like you could not walk down the street without almost getting you.
Well, Danny, just so you know, officials are recommending waving your arms and covering your head to deter any bird attacks. So there you go.
I definitely was doing that.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with the crows. I think I've had like a pigeon get a little too close. But I'm more nervous about them pooping on you.
Oh, yeah.
Than anything else.
Oh, yeah.
Dive bombing owls. Hey, as far as Kraken last night, they lost what I like to call the Migs Cup as they took on the New Jersey Devils. My two favorite teams went head to head. Jacob Markstrom in between the pipes was just incredible in net, but man, that was kind of frustrating. The Kraken are just not playing all that great. They lost 3-2. Up next, they're off to Columbus to play the Blue Jackets on Thursday. As far as weather, 48 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. The DMVs, or rain, who knows, with this crappy weather. The DMVs brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
A guy in Illinois was redoing his parents' bathroom when he ripped out some drywall and ended up finding an old Christmas gift that was tucked into the wall with his name on it. His name is Tim, and here is that moment.
All right, so we're redoing this bathroom for my parents. This is inside the wall. And look what I find. That's my Christmas present.
Wow.
Like so many parents do, they apparently had hid it back in 1978 and forgot about it. So what was the gift? We're going to chat with Tim and find out all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
A construction contractor in Illinois discovered a decades-old Christmas present that was addressed to him that he never received as a child while helping his parents with a home renovation. His name is Tim King, and he joins us now to talk about this wild situation. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Dude, I saw your story, and I'd love for you to share it with our audience because I was like, I'm reading this. I'm like, there is no way this has actually happened, and it's just what a fun, incredible story to hear about.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I pulled it out of the wall. I'm like, what are we doing?
So you found an old Christmas gift that while you were trying to help your parents with like a renovation that was inside one of the walls of your home that you grew up in.
Yeah, so I'm a contractor here outside of Chicago. We do bathrooms, basements, things like that. And I was redoing a bathroom for my parents. And before we closed up the drywall, I just like, I better look in there and make sure we didn't drop anything in the wall or anything. And there it was in the corner. So I fished it out and it had my name on it. It was insane to me, but.
And also just the wrapping paper, that was a trip back in time.
Right? Yeah, how amazing. That was one of the coolest things, yeah.
So then you open it up, and what was the toy?
So they're Matchbox Thunder Jets, which is like, you know, like a Matchbox toy. It's really, really cool. I'm sure I would have been thrilled to have had it back in the day. And obviously, you know, I still am. I think I'm going to save these, maybe wrap them up, give them my kids for their kids.
That's awesome.
It is a timeless.
Well, I think about like now being a parent, like because our daughter, her birthday is in December, and then of course Christmas is in December as well. So we end up like spending several months like just kind of randomly buying things and hiding them and stockpiling stuff for.
Right.
And I'm always like, did we make sure that we wrapped, and did we get everybody did we get every gift that we already purchased? Because sometimes you're like, oh crap, we bought something, but it was hidden in the closet.
Yep. Yeah, and so my parents wrapped the stuff for my sister and I, and they used to stash it in the attic. So I think that's what happened. It got pushed, you know, to the back of the attic and then fell down between the walls.
Wow. Do you remember wanting this gift? Like when you were growing up, was it like a gift that you were hoping to get and then you didn't get it? And you're like, man, what the hell, Santa?
You know what? I'm sure I would have been super stoked with it at the time, but I don't remember asking for much. You know, your standard stuff as a kid. But yeah, I'm sure I would have been super thrilled.
So, Tim, you obviously shared this nostalgic find on Instagram and got all of this attention when you shared the video. Has anyone given you any idea of what that toy might be worth in 2025?
You know, I looked it up, and then somebody actually had a really great comment on Instagram. They said, it's worth tens of dollars.
Yeah, I guess for half a second, I'd be like, let me check eBay. Maybe this thing's worth a lot of money.
That's exactly what I did. I'm like, oh, sweet. You know, gave my mom a hug because I had to wait till she woke up to open it. You know, you can't open gifts without mom.
And did mom remember specifically buying this toy for you?
No. Just, they're not young anymore. And this was, man, a long time ago. So, no, she did not.
And I don't know, maybe I'm asking a question that you don't have an answer to, but like, you know, you got a ton of comments, ton of likes on social media. Did anybody then start sharing, like, sometimes that triggers nostalgia. Like, I think about, like, oh, I wanted a Godzilla toy and my parents didn't get it. I was mad at Santa. Did people share stories of, like, gifts that they always wanted or gifts that they, like, that they always were excited about? Like, I just feel like something like this, I know for me, like, reading the story, it was just, like, a very cool, like, feel-good nostalgia type of a story.
A lot of people had comments like that. There were a lot of really funny comments because I posted the video of it wrapped, and then I had to wait till my mom woke up, and then I posted another video of opening it. And a lot of people were guessing when it was, you know, before the second video, and some people were guessing, you know, like everything, Matchbox cars, you know, anything. But somebody said, I hope it's not a puppy. Right?
I'm sure glad it wasn't that too, Tim.
Oh man.
Yeah, me too. I'm telling you.
Well, what a fun story. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing with us, because I would give anything to have that experience of like a Christmas time capsule. What a cool day.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Rock on, Tim.
Be good, guys. Later.
206-803-ROCK is our number, and we want to know from you, Rockaholics, what was that one toy or gift that you will never forget?
Godzilla. It was so cool, too. He just, like, hit a button on the back, and he spits fire. I mean, it's just, like, plastic fire comes out of his mouth, but I thought it was the coolest thing, and I never got it.
Oh, you never got it?
No.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah, what was maybe the toy that you wanted but never got, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
What was that toy or gift that you will never forget? Or maybe the toy that you wanted, but you never got. Give us a call now. Shoot us a text, 206-803-ROCK. Jason in Yelm, what was the toy that you will never forget?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
What's up, Jason?
So I must have been about 11, somewhere right around those age. My dad got me the G.I. Joe Space Shuttle System giant toy.
Yes.
And it was so awesome, I'm telling you, man. It was about 4.5 feet tall when you cranked it all up, and it took him about 19 and a half hours to put that thing together on Christmas morning. It was like Dad 101. He always came through.
Dude, that is so awesome. Just listening to your story, it just brought me back to being excited about those G.I. Joe, like the figures, and then also like the space station, all that. And I'm like realizing, oh, crap, for my daughter, it's Paw Patrol. It's the exact same thing, only it's instead of G.I. Joe, it's Paw Patrol.
It was... to this day, I'm 45 years old to this day, and that is the best Christmas gift that I've ever got. So a shout out to my pops.
That's awesome.
Right on, Dad.
Did I ever tell you the time that I got in trouble with my parents because of my G.I. Joe action figures?
No.
So my buddy Chris and I, we were a little twisted, and we decided to create, like, we would always just create little worlds, and like, I remember I had a bunch of like those Coca-Cola bottle, like the 2-liter bottle, those boxes they would come in. And so my mom was just obsessed with Coca-Cola. So we had all these cardboard boxes. So we created like a little homes and little worlds. And then one time we decided to make a brothel for the G.I. Joe action figures.
It's lonely out there, okay? It's lonely out there for a G.I. Joe.
And all the female G.I. Joe, like, you know, what was it, like Jinx, and I'm trying to think of who all that, Baroness and Scarlet and Lady J, they were all the...
They all sound like they belong in a brothel with those names.
Jinx is a minx, baby, and Baroness, forget, she was like the madam. Yeah, and so like we made little beds and little like hideaway spots for them to kind of get it on.
How
and,
old were you?
I mean, we were like maybe 8. No, I'm kidding. We were probably like 15 or something stupid like that. We were, you know, teenagers thinking this is so cool. And we create these little scenarios and then we'd have to go in the back room and have sex. Until my mom overheard us doing this. And she took all those cardboard boxes, threw them away, took all of our G.I. Joe action figures, told his mom. We were in so much trouble for this, but it was hilarious.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I don't know why we thought that would be cool and funny, but there we were.
It would make for a good story someday, and here we are.
Somebody said one year my older brother and I raced downstairs, and Santa had brought us every single He-Man and She-Ra thing, and also the castles as well. They were all set up in full battle scene mode right in front of the tree. My mom slept until noon that day while we played with our toys from our friend Rose in Tacoma.
Oh, that's awesome.
What about you? What's the one toy either you remember or you always wanted to get?
Okay, so there was this dog called Scamps.
Scamps?
Scamps.
With a Z?
With an S.
Okay.
Scamps was this little brown and white dog, and it had like a leash that you would attach to it. It was like a hard plastic leash, and when you rolled Scamps on the ground, it would like pop up and down, so it looked like it was like hopping and walking.
Okay.
And that was the greatest, because I wanted a puppy so bad, and my parents never got me a puppy, but I did get a Scamps.
Well, you turned that around with animals in your home now.
See, look at me now, Mom and Dad. I can have as many dogs as I want.
I'm looking it up, and it's creepy.
It's so creepy.
It looks like the dog's not really living.
It's really creepy. Oh, it has very soulless eyes.
Yeah.
Look at this thing. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. It had a little, the theme song was Scamps, You Walk Away With My Heart.
Wait, they had a theme song?
Oh, yeah. The commercials were great. I don't know if you can find it on the interwebs, but there was great commercials.
Did it bark? Tear in space.
You walked away with my heart. Meet Champ.
Also the little
walking cuddle puppy. You can put him on his leash and he's ready to walk.
Oh my goodness.
It does bark.
Take him off and he's yours to cuddle.
The little girl kind of looks like a little Taryn.
It does. Maybe it is Taryn.
Walked away with my heart. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. I loved Skip so much.
That's funny because my buddy Chris and I did a version of it where we called it Tramps.
No. Wow. Rockaholics, how would you like a
Scamps?
Yes.
Scamps the dog. Do you still have it?
No. Oh, no. I'm sure. I wonder what it would go for on eBay, though, if I did. A vintage Scamps.
Tens of dollars.
Tens of tens of dollars.
Yeah. I wonder if you could buy that somewhere.
Why?
Why not?
I mean, you guys already have real dogs now. I think you're good.
For you, Sarah.
Oh, just for $105, you get a Scamps.
That's a steal, I bet.
The walk-in cuddle puppy.
You guys, it was a revolutionary toy from my childhood.
Man, that's for a used one.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
Rockaholics.
Why'd you go, ew? What do you think people are doing with Scamps?
I mean, it's called Scamps. I don't know. And it's a dog that, like, moves and talks. I don't know. I don't want to know, but... I don't want a used one.
You know, I know your husband has allergies. This would be a great alternative.
That's
for
true.
George.
George could walk around Mercer Island walking his Scamps cuddle puppy.
Police called immediately.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? Check out this record of 2025. 2 wins, 0 losses, 1 tie. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.